There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Wednesday Show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. What's up? Amy, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Lunchbox, you good over there, buddy?
Absolutely fantastic.
All right, everybody's here. You know, I was reading a story about Netflix this morning, and I'm a big Netflix guy. But 3 million people still get Netflix DVDs in the mail. And for those that are young, like Morgan number two, who's 24 years old, did you know Netflix started as a you sign up and they send you DVD service?
No, I didn't. Like, kind of like Redbox?
Yeah. Sort of. So what Netflix started as was a literal... The streaming thing didn't exist. It was, you go to Netflix.com, and you click on the movies you like, you put them in queue, and they mail it to you. And then after you watch it, you send it back, and they send you your next one in queue.
I had no idea
that. Pony Express type stuff, huh? You didn't know that at all?
No, I mean, I use Redbox, but that was probably the extent of DVDs.
3 million people still get DVDs in the mail from Netflix. They have 130 million streaming subscribers. I'm amazed that 3 million people still get DVDs.
My mom and dad are two of those 3 million.
Really?
Yep. They still. My mom goes online, orders them, and they come like 5 days later, I feel like.
And that was such a revolutionary thing.
So cool.
And they were doing video games for a while, too.
That's right.
And now there are their own video game people that do it, but you could get video games as well.
So smart. But I try to convince my mom, Mom, you can watch it right then. Like, if you see a movie you want, you can get on your TV. And she's like, no, I just like getting it in the mail. It's just so much more. I don't have time to watch it right then. So why not order it?
The crazy thing was Netflix started as a movie service, too. I don't watch any movies on Netflix. I watch TV shows on Netflix.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, I mean, it's all mood. It's all... Do you guys watch movies on Netflix? I guess I watch Anvil, that documentary about the band Anvil.
Oh, yeah. Older movies, I guess. Because there's really no new releases.
You're right.
I think Black Panther's coming on Netflix in the next month or so. Have you guys seen, who hasn't seen Black Panther?
Me.
I haven't.
Oh, you guys haven't? You'll love it.
So good, guys.
You,
so good.
And you have to go to the theater and sit in germ seats.
Well, you're weird. I like the theater, but now I have a child, so the theater doesn't exist.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, you don't get to go to
theater. They took away all the theater? Oh.
Yeah.
How come you get to play rec soccer, but you don't get to go to theaters?
Well, I guess I could go by myself, or I could leave the kid at home with the wife, and I could go and leave the baby.
That's
or,
true.
Really, the baby sleeps? I mean, we could take the baby in a car seat.
You can't take
just,
the baby.
Why?
Because the minute he starts crying...
Yeah, the wife would have to go outside the theater.
Wait, why not you?
Well, because I don't want to miss the movie.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, welcome to the show today, everyone.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raimundo in California. A 4.4 magnitude earthquake hit near L.A. It shook buildings for several seconds in downtown. No major damage was reported. In high school news, there were rumors that the SAT answers leaked before the test. They may have had a similar test in Asia. That's how it happened. The College Board said it will cancel your test if they find out you were cheating. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain in the South and Midwest. Some of those storms are going to bring hail and damaging winds.
Bobby Bones.
We're talking about Lunchbox and his baby, and even on the show he's talking about how his baby starts crying. He's not leaving the place, are you?
No. I have every right to be there just like you.
You're on the air, Evan in Oklahoma. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, what do you think about this?
Hey, you know, I was listening, and I was just thinking, wait, wasn't it like a week ago we were complaining about babies on a plane?
Hey, Lunchbox was, yes.
Right. So now that it's more convenient to him, now that he has his child, it's a little bit of a different story, you know, kind of when you kind of grow into having your own children.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, that's what life is about, is making it convenient for me.
Obviously, no, but the same thing is, you know, I'm a dad of three boys, and so there's a lot of things that I know that I do different now that I wouldn't have done before having three boys.
And how do you feel about Lunchbox saying he's just going to stay in a restaurant or a movie theater if his kid cries?
You know, I mean, that's pretty tough. I mean, we gotta be examples and also be mindful of people around us. So, you know, I think there's ways we can take care of it, but still be a parent, but still be considerate of others.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem.
All right, see you. How's it going with the baby, by the way, in the bedroom?
Oh, baby's going great. I mean, we got the noise machine on, and I don't hear anything. Now, that noise machine drowns out everything. My wife still wakes up with every little noise and rolls over and makes sure he's okay. Me, I don't even notice.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Welcome, bud.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What do you want to say?
I was just curious how Lunchbox had trouble with the baby cooing at night. He couldn't sleep at all, but now he's totally okay with his kid going crazy while he's trying to eat his dinner in a restaurant with already enough commotion.
Well, yeah, because I'm awake. I don't mind if he makes noise when I'm awake. It's just when I'm sleeping is the noise bothering me. When I'm awake, hey, have fun. Because when I'm at dinner, there's other people that are having a dinner party, and they're loud. You don't ask them to go outside.
Yeah, but you go out to dinner with your wife or your significant other to go have a peaceful time and talk and, you know, enjoy each other's evening, and then your child's over there making a commotion. I'm with Amy. I mean, just take a step outside. Usually they just want to be picked up and held for a minute.
I mean, here's the thing. If you got a problem, you step outside. I mean, my baby, you know, it'll be quiet out there. Enjoy the stars with your significant other.
All right. Jeff, thank you for the call.
Pick up the baby for you.
All right. Jeff, thank you for calling.
Jeff thinks he's funny now.
Did you hear what he said? Jeff's just talking with us.
No, did you hear what Jeff said? He said, oh, I could pick up the baby for you. And then he laughed at his own joke. Like, that wasn't even funny.
Amy, what would you like to say about this before we end this topic?
I just think Lunchbox really needs to consider taking his baby outside. And if I was his wife, I would, some of the things he says, I'd be mortified.
My wife is so proud of me, and she walks around like I'm a badge of honor. Like, man, look what I got.
Are you a trophy husband, you think?
Oh, for sure. Oh,
that's cool.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Morgan number two. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So there are five things that millennials are spending too much money on. It's homes, transportation, eating out, school, and alcohol.
Can you spend too much money on homes?
Yeah, you can be house broke. Where you buy an expensive house to look cool. Then you can't do anything. You just have to sit in your house because you can't afford anything.
Oh, wow. No furniture.
That's called house broke.
I never heard that term.
Didn't know that.
Absolutely. Because you buy outside your means, and then you can't do anything else except for literally sit in your living room and do nothing.
Morgan number two, do you do that?
I don't. If I were to buy a house, that would be me, though. So, I'd be trying to buy something cool, and I can't afford it.
Homes is number one. What else?
And then transportation. So, like, Ubers and stuff.
Or a car. Like, too nice of a car.
Yep.
What do you call that?
Car broke? It parks in your driveway, but you can't afford the gas.
Interesting. So what's number three?
Eating out.
Oh, listen, I spent too much money eating out.
Really?
Yeah. But again, I cook. If I cook for one, it's I'm just going to get a waste. So I meal prep, but then if it's like something that I want later in the week, what am I going to do? Cook for one and then half of it's wasteful, and then I go on the road on Friday and Saturday.
Ooh, I can't justify spending a lot of money on something that's going to be gone in like 24 hours.
Meaning?
Food. Just gone. And down the toilet, literally.
What do you mean food?
It tastes good. You're paying a lot of money for something that tastes good, but like really, it's food. Like you could have gotten the same kind of nutrients with something for $10.
I don't understand you're saying. So you don't buy groceries?
Yeah.
No, expensive food. Expensive food. Going out to a nice restaurant.
Okay. Morgan number two, what's number four?
School.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people get... Who has student loans still?
I still got a little bit.
Raymond does.
Not me. Mine's all gone. They wiped it off the books for me.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even pay yours, did you?
Didn't even pay mine off. I still had like $4,000, and they sent me a letter and said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and take care of the rest of this for you, and they just wiped it off the books. That's the smartest thing they've ever done.
Like a citizenship award or what?
I don't know. It's because I paid the minimum every month. And finally they said, you know what? We're tired of dealing with you. We're tired of sending you a bill. Here you go.
Tired of dealing with them. They gave up.
And
what was the last one, Morgan, number two?
Alcohol.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big waste.
But Eddie, so you'll spend money on alcohol?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But you both spend money on healthy food.
It's a good
but
feeling
that's
when you drink.
Down the drain.
Yeah, that's down like, the
Oh,
toilet.
Down the same toilet, toilet too. Toilet. Think about that.
All right, Morgan number two, thank you very much. That's what 24-year-olds care about.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Brett Eldridge and Meghan Trainor's episode of CMT Crossroads will be airing September 3rd. Here's a taste of them performing No Excuses.
No excuses, excuses,
What you sipping on, it got you talking crazy. Looking at me sideways.
Chris Stapleton leads this year's CMA Award nomination with 5 nods. Other artists landing multiple nominations include Jason Aldean, Dan and Shay, Dierks Bentley, Florida Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, and Thomas Rhett. Thomas Rhett joked that he feels left out right now in Nashville because he doesn't have a bar on Broadway. He hopes it could happen, saying, "I don't know what that looks like, but maybe we'll see my name on something in the future." I'm Morgan number 2, and that's The Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I got you here, Amy. This is a good one. You'll like it. Nurses are known for being awesome, and this nurse named Jessica is no exception. She is an oncology nurse, and she was getting married. Her wedding was called off. She was left with an $1,800 gown that she never wore. You can't really take it back because it was made just for her. She could have sold the dress, but instead she decided to donate it to an engaged cancer patient. Tony Roberts, a cancer patient and mom of one, got to know her, and she said, "Hey, I just want to give you the dress." And so now when she gets married in February, she'll be wearing the awesome dress from the awesome nurse.
Love it.
Isn't that a good one?
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Northport, Florida. A man did a good deed. He's walking through the grocery store and he finds a wallet. He goes and turns it into customer service. Only problem is on the way up there, he opened the wallet and took the $300 in cash and put it in his pocket.
They have him on camera?
They got him on camera, put his picture on the news, and he was arrested.
Well, so you... man. Like, he did turn the wallet over.
He turned the wallet over. He said, "Here, I found this wallet." But what he didn't say is, "Hey, man, I took the $300 out of the wallet."
What if he'd have just kept the wallet? Would anyone even know?
No, how would you know? Because they don't know whose wallet that is. I mean, if you're going to do that, yeah, either keep the wallet and throw it in the trash can if you're going to take the cash.
Or just give it all back and be the good person.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. Busted. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
And no, there are cameras.
Oh.
Everywhere, there's a camera.
Always know
there's
that.
There's a camera. Yeah, there you go.
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We're an hour away from our audio producer, Raymundo, trying to touch the rim in basketball. You're 5'6", and you have promised you can touch the rim.
I've always had hops. I played basketball throughout high school and middle school, all that stuff.
Are you going to go out and judge Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait to see this.
An hour away. Who thinks he can do it, by the way? 5'6" tall. What do you weigh?
175.
5'6", 175. Can he touch the rim? Lunchbox.
No.
Eddie?
No chance.
Amy?
No.
All right.
You guys are crazy, man. I don't even have to dunk it. I'm just touching it.
We know.
Yeah, we understand. Just touch it with your little tip of your finger.
That's an hour. Okay, everybody good there?
Do you think you can do it?
No. That's why I made the bet. That's why I made the bet.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I get these really vivid nightmares, and it's not because I'm taking anything. I took nothing the last few days. I just sleep so hard that I'm finally dreaming, and sometimes I have nightmares. And I'm talking, they're hardcore nightmares. It wakes me up to the point of, now this is what I do. Last night I had a nightmare. I woke up, eyeballs open. I'm breathing like that. You guys ever breathe like that when you wake up because you're scared?
No.
So I'm going, and then I go, okay, that was not real. This is real. I have to have a life check and like touch myself.
Dang.
And go, this is real life right now. That was not real life because my heart's going. So I get up out of bed and I walk to the refrigerator and I get something to drink. And I walk in, because I'm so OCD, I relock every door just to make sure. And then I sit on the couch, and I turn on the TV for about 5 minutes, and I walk and I go lay back in the bed, and I close my eyes and go back to sleep. Or try to.
That sounds terrible.
It's terrible. I can't even explain how helpless you feel. It's just anxiety while sleeping. Because I don't know if you guys have suffered from real anxiety where it's uncontrollable, where your body is just reacting in a way, and there's nothing you can do about it except sit there and take it, but it's that while you're sleeping. And so that's what I did this morning. Walked around, but you wake up like this. Is this real?
So what's the nightmare? Like, what's happening? Is somebody chasing you?
Always with a gun. Always with a gun. It's just because I've had incidents where people tried to get... It's always with a gun in some way. Either they show it to me on their belt, or they're chasing me with it, or they're at the door. Sometimes my dreams are my exact house. This is the weirdest part, guys. I dream that my exact house and bedroom is happening. So when I wake up and open my eyes, I'm in the same exact spot. So you can't really, you're not for sure for a few seconds what's real and what's not. It's crazy.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
I'm like,
it's
hardcore. That's like mental prison. What's happening?
It feels like that.
God.
When you have the dreams where you're in the same spot, it's frightening.
And you have to touch yourself to see if like it's real?
You have to hit yourself. Like, I have to hit crazy. Myself. I really need someone to sleep with me in my room.
Aww.
Lunchbox?
Mike D.
I've, you know, those stories, we make jokes about that. And I said, my point was, Mike D or Raymond, if you guys don't mind.
Take one for the team, guys. Go.
But yeah, it's a thing, man. It happened to me last night. So, yeah, I don't have anywhere. I just wanted you guys to know. And then I'm so tired when I get into work because I had to fight 3 hours off of just being like, And maybe that's not normal, but there have got to be listeners out there that deal with this too.
I'm sure somebody deals with it.
And I do commercials for gummies, like the
ZzzQuil.
It's not that. I haven't taken ZzzQuil in like 4 or 5 days. It's not that. It's not anything. It's life. I gotta go. It's crazy. Here, I'm gonna play a song. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm
taking a nap.
I'm taking a nap. I'll come back. Hold on.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
At the Lunchbox household, there's currently a standoff over dishes.
Oh, man. I cooked dinner for the wife the other night, and I figure when I cook dinner, she does the dishes. So we're at a stalemate. Dishes are in the sink, and they're not moving. Dun-dun-dun.
Why do I... This sound familiar. Did this
Everybody
happen like
Raymond.
A year ago?
Oh, you mean in his life.
Oh, no. I usually stalemate because she leaves the dishes, and I expect her to do the dishes, but especially after I cook. I mean, come on. The least you can do is wash the dishes.
All right, we're going to hold this for a second. We're going to come back. I want to hear the story, but I would just like to tell you what I'm going to say in a second. She just had your baby. You know?
Okay, is that your only argument?
No, it's just...
I mean, but that's a big enough one.
Like, physically, your human son just dove into the world ripping out of her.
Mm-hmm. And don't... And
she has
to
breastfeed.
There you go. And she carried it for 9 months.
If you're just waking up with us, Lunchbox was saying that him and his wife... They're fighting over the dishes, right?
Well, we're at a stalemate. I don't even know if she realizes it's a fight, but I cooked dinner like 4 nights ago, and so I figured she would do the dishes. Well, since then, they've been sitting in the sink, and I'm not touching them. She's not touching them, so it's an old-fashioned showdown.
So there hasn't been communication that you're upset about it.
Nope.
You've just been quiet. She may not even know.
Oh, she knows. She knows when I cook, she should be cleaning.
Courtney in North Carolina, what do you think about this?
Well, don't do what my husband did.
What'd he do?
When I wouldn't do them and he wouldn't do them, he just threw them away.
Oh, he threw the dishes away. Hey, that's not a terrible solution. I mean, it's not the most cost efficient, but he just threw the dishes away?
Yes.
How does that fight end up happening when it does happen? Because eventually they had to pop, right?
It was awful. I had to dig them out of the trash and wash them.
Actually. Okay, so you got them out. Oh, man.
So he won.
I guess.
She ended up washing them.
But really, what do you win from that? Nothing. Now, she's resentful. She called a radio show. She's bad-mouthing it. He'll never win office now because of this. thank you for the call. Hey, Lori in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, I... Wash, dry, fold laundry. All he has to do is put his away. He doesn't. It sits on our bed. I end up getting in bed and leaving it between us. I don't put it away.
You get in the bed and the laundry stays in between you two because neither one of you will put it away?
Well, I put mine away.
Wow. You all sleep with laundry in your bed. Both of you.
Yeah, like
And I can't assign blame to anyone. I don't know what your life's like. I don't know the dynamic. But you will sleep with laundry in your bed instead of putting it away. That's commitment. I almost respect that you're just so committed to the cause. Wow. Thank you for that one. You got some good stuff here. Trevor, Mississippi.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Me and my wife are constantly fighting about dirty clothes on the floor that we knocked on the floor probably about 2 months ago that are still sitting there.
You're telling me that it's been over 60 days and there's still dirty clothes on the floor that neither of you will pick up because you are arguing about who's going to pick it up?
Pretty much. We can't figure out who knocked it on the floor, so we're just leaving it there until one of us gets.
Well, wouldn't it just be easier? Trevor, let me ask you this, and I would like for you to follow up with us tomorrow if you can. And please, just humor me for this one conversation, okay, Trevor?
Okay.
today. Go pick it all up. Just follow me. I know a little bit of your heart hurts when I say this. I know a little bit of your pride. But again, read the Bible. Pride is the worst. Yeah, it's the worst.
It's a sin, you said.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely. But listen to me. If you'll just do this and call me tomorrow, pick it all up. And don't say anything about it. Hey, get Trevor's number because I want to follow up tomorrow, please, Raymond. Pick it all up. Put it away. And don't say a word about it. And just go about your life. You're probably going to be out 45 seconds of your life. And I bet you that you'll just be happier because of it. And I would like to know if she even notices, if she says anything. Will you please do this for me today, Trevor?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, and tomorrow I want to check back in. So can you talk to us tomorrow around the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They've been fighting about dirty clothes on the floor for 2 months. Nobody will pick it up. All I want to do is prove that it takes no effort to pick it up, and it's just not worth that little bit of stress that's always sitting in the back of your throat, like, oh, when are you going to pick it up? It's not worth it. Okay. Trevor, hold. Yes, Lunchbox.
You just asked him to lose.
That's not a lose.
Lose on purpose.
But if you lose the battle to win the war, and the war is life and love, aren't you winning?
And then you said, don't say anything about it.
Don't say anything about it.
You got to brag about it the first second she walks in the door. Look what I did.
This is the experiment that we're doing. Amy, does that experiment sound good to you? Look, we kind of have it going. Everybody good about that? Okay.
Woo! Yeah.
Some dude flipped me off this morning.
Rude.
I know. And I really wasn't doing anything wrong. I mean,
Well, really anything wrong?
I don't feel I was. I'm a great driver. As far as I am aware all the time, I'm courteous. I blinker.
Sometimes.
Oh man, I blinker the crap out of things. No. I blinker. I'm not slow. I do stay the speed limit, maybe 3 over. But I'm driving and there are 2 lanes, and both lanes are full of cars. And in the right lane, I'm just sitting. By the way, guys, it's still dark when I'm driving to work. So it's not like rush hour traffic. And I'm sitting in the right lane, or you can also take a ride on the street.
Okay.
And the guy behind me is like, honk, 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 go. And I'm sitting at the red light going forward. I don't have to turn right sitting in the right lane. That right lane is not just for people turning right.
Right.
And so I don't turn right. I drive through, and then he decides to slam and drive up beside me and stick his finger out the window and flip me off. And then he stops and goes back his own way. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And he drives a huge truck, so you know he has problems with his manhood because it's a huge truck. It's too big. Like, I'm okay with a big truck. But when it's too big, you're trying to overcompensate.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then the fact that he acts like that towards you.
Yeah, he's a 12-year-old in his heart.
Yeah. He definitely woke up.
I mean, he put his finger right out of the window, almost to my window. I wanted to make sure I saw it.
So how did you react?
I just waved at him. I was like, hey, dude. What happens when someone shows me any sort of aggression, I try to act like I see them, but I don't see the aggression because that makes them even madder. It's like if your enemy does something mean to you, you kill him with kindness back, and it drives him even crazier because he puts that big old middle finger out, and I was like, hey, what? Good morning to you.
You're like, nice truck.
Yeah, but I sure got the finger, the middle. So what were you going to say, Lunchbox?
You did something wrong. You are that guy that pulls up in the right lane and doesn't turn right. That is the most annoying thing when you're trying to go somewhere in traffic.
Two lanes. You don't have to go right. It wasn't like a middle lane where you have to go to the left. Like, that's the designated lane. There are the lanes on the road to go forward. The road continued to go forward in front of me. And so, and again, we were probably there 20 seconds total.
Yeah. It's really not. There's more annoying things in life for sure.
If I would have done something wrong, because sometimes I'll pull in the middle, and it's like people are driving through, and you pull out too far in the middle, and you're just stuck in the middle, and people want to get through, and you can't because your car's sitting there in the middle of the road, and you're like, I'm so sorry, and you feel like that emoji that goes like, with the teeth, like, ugh. I do that,
looking at you.
And it's my bad, and I put my hands up, and I surrender, and I go, I'm sorry, everybody, this one's on me, but this wasn't my fault. Boy, he hit me with that middle finger, though. His license plate number is 4.
Oh. Get him. Get him.
That's all right. Try to get him back with that smile. I shot a smile at him. Yeah. Here's the story, Amy. A skydiver spends 3 hours stuck 70 feet above the ground because they crashed into a tree. She panicked, and she landed in a tree and just hung there. Yeah.
That's awful, but would totally happen to me.
Abby Lacey said she panicked during her first solo skydive, crashed into a tree. She lost radio communication with the ground person and pulled the brakes on the parachute, which kind of air brakes, and it caused her to crash into the tree 70 feet above the ground. She was stuck in a tree, and the firefighters had to come see her and cut her down. I skydived once, and I did tandem, where I was attached to
a woman who was much smaller than me, too. And so I was kind of like the big guy. And I was up front. Which was kind of weird.
It's awkward.
But just because I was bigger.
On your back.
I was bigger and I was up front. I was like, I was giving her a piggyback ride, but she was controlling all the things. Let me tell you, I hated skydiving too. I hated going up. I hated coming down. I hated all of it. It was not for me. But I did it because I was trying to face a fear. But man, when I landed on that ground, I kissed the ground. Not figuratively. I literally kissed the ground because I landed in grass and was like, thank you, God. And nobody knew I went skydiving. I didn't tell anybody. And then I started texting people. I was like, hey, I just went skydiving. What? And the week before,
Yeah, we went like the week before and invited you. You're like, nah.
I don't want to go.
And then you went by yourself.
I had to go and fight a fear, you know?
We went for Amy's birthday.
Yep, 30, when I turned 30.
Oh, wow, that was like 15 years ago, huh?
Yeah, good times.
Just kidding. It was like 7 years ago. To be fair, 7 years ago. But yeah, she got stuck in a tree. Would you recommend people to go skydiving, Amy?
Yeah, I recommend it. I'm scared of heights. It's not really my favorite. But if you're tandem and someone else's control and you trust them, it actually is pretty fun once you land.
Once you land. I know. I had a video of me skydiving. Not even a video, like a digital deal.
Oh, yeah.
And someone broke into my house. And when they did, they stole everything. And they stole that. Why? They're probably watching.
It was in your Xbox machine or whatever, and they took that, and that's why.
Hey, Meemaw, your Xbox machine?
What's it called?
Your video game player.
First of all, it was a PlayStation 3. However, the Xbox machine.
Just called an Xbox. Just,
yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So about a year ago, Hurricane Irma slammed the Virgin Islands, destroying Patricia and Frank Rafa's home. So after the storm, they relocated to North Carolina to live with their daughter. And that was definitely a good idea because in North Carolina, they just won the lottery.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they won $325,000 after buying a $1 ticket.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. And they just called it a miracle and said that it's going to let them get a new home and pick up the pieces.
Good for them.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Scotty McCreery recently got married, and he's been getting wedding gifts from his fans. He says the best one was a Roomba for his house.
Oh, he's actually calling fans out going, I like it. Send more. That's his secret message. Like my favorite one. So now, and he has some hardcore fans. He's like, who can beat the Roomba? Yeah, good for him. After we lost
8-10 tonight. Florida Georgia Line is set to headline the world's biggest USO tour. It's a one-night-only event, live streamed to service members and their families.
Good for them.
Chris Stapleton leads this year's CMA Award nominations with 5 nods. So other artists that landed multiple nominations include Jason Aldean, Dan and Shay, Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, and a few others.
Well, and I guess if I'm being nitpicky here, I think Dan from Dan and Shay actually is up for 5 because he has a producer, like a
credit
too on one of those. Kind of, but yes, you're right. But also, I think you have to lump Dan from Dan and Shay in there. Who, good for Chris, good for everybody. I was looking at them, and it's so hard for us, because we're friends with so many of them, to go, I feel this should win. But listen, I just say what I think, regardless. And everyone kept saying, who are the snubs? And it's, since it's what happens is there are thousands of people that vote on this. It's not a governing body that picks these 5 people. It's, Amy gets to vote. I don't know if you did, but you're one of the people. There are people all over the country that vote for this. And I feel like Kane Brown got snubbed. If there's one person that deserved it, that wasn't up for song or new artist, I feel like Kane Brown kind of got, should have been in that mix.
And by song, you mean Heaven?
Well, and I don't know. Or new artist, frankly.
Okay.
And
I feel like Heaven is such a good song.
I was looking over it, and I don't like to do who was snubbed because, again, it's all just favorite. So nobody's wrong. And I wouldn't pull anyone out, but I feel like Kane Brown kind of got jobbed in the whole thing. So that being said, I think Garth should have been in for Entertainer of the Year, and he wasn't. So there are always people that are left out. And then people were like, what about the show? Because they do radio ones. We won last year, so we couldn't win this year. They have a thing where you can't win every year, so there's that. But there you go. Chris Stapleton, He will win Male Vocalist of the Year for sure. I don't know what else he's out for, but there you go. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
There you have it. I'm going to go talk to Lunchbox, who's out on the streets now. I guess he's on the way to the basketball gym. Hey, dude.
What up?
What up, babe?
No, we're not going back to that.
What's up?
You know what you did? We're not doing that anymore. That was so 6 months ago, and everybody thought it ran its course.
Okay, well, Lunchbox is going to the gym because Raymond, our audio producer, at 5'6" tall, and that's in shoes, claims that he can touch the rim, which I've made a money bet with him. So, where are you guys now?
I can see the gym. We were stuck at a red light. We're probably 2 blocks from the gym. And just so you know, Ray has dressed up. He has a cut-off sleeve over his head like basketball players wear in practice. I don't know what he's doing. Trying to be like an athlete.
For one jump? He's doing all this for one jump?
Yep.
Okay. So we'll check in with you and him in a second. I'll go ahead and hit this like 15-second thing. We'll come back. Lunchbox is on the street. Is it an indoor or outdoor gym, Lunchbox?
It's an indoor because he said, the wind could hold me back if we do it outdoor.
That's true. He's a wee little fella, so the wind could definitely blow him down, especially if the wind's blowing from up to down, like blowing straight toward the ground.
Then
it'll blow him down. Yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy, over to you with the morning corny before we get over the basketball thing.
The morning corny.
Did you hear about the guy that got arrested for stealing hay?
No, I didn't.
He made bail.
That's pretty good. I got it.
Bail of hay.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
I think we all got it. That's a good one, huh? That's solid. Our audio producer's name is Ray. Otherwise known as Raymond, otherwise known as Raymundo, because he got his 23andMe test back. And apparently there was a little dabble of him that was Latino, so he likes to be known as Raymundo. So Raymundo's out at the gym now. He's 5'6" tall, and we've made a bet. I don't think he can touch the rim. He does, and he's on the phone right now. Raymundo! There he is. How are you, bud? Are you good this morning?
Balling.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're looking at the rim. How you feeling?
Great, looking 10 feet high. I mean, this is a rim I've touched tons of times in my life, just trying to prove it to all you guys right now.
And so how many jumps are you getting to try to touch the rim?
I'm getting 3 attempts. The first one, I'm just going to do the backboard. I'm not going to go all out. And then the next two, trying to touch that rim.
Okay, so on the first jump, you're not even trying for the rim.
No, the first thing you're going to hear is me hitting the backboard. I'm just going to slap it like we used to do in practice.
And you are 5'6" tall.
Yeah, but I can jump easily 3 to 4 feet in the air.
Okay, if you can hand the phone over to Lunchbox, please, that'd be nice.
All right, here's Lunch. Can I tell you something?
Yeah, please.
That he is 5'6", right?
Yeah.
And a basketball goal is 10 feet. He goes, I can easily jump 4 feet. That's still not tall enough to touch the rim.
Okay, well, let's listen in on jump number one where he's not going to touch the rim, right? And this is up on Facebook Live?
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live right now. Okay, are you ready for jump number one?
Jump number one. I'll be listening in. Go ahead.
All right, he's going to go from right above the free throw line on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. He runs. And he barely touched the bottom of the backboard.
So he barely touches the backboard. Okay, let's check in with him real quick. Now
here you go. Yo.
How do you feel after one jump, buddy?
That was awesome. I went about probably 60%. Just slap that backboard. Real simple.
All right, what are you going to do on jump two?
Jump two, I'm going to try and get that rim.
Okay, so here he is about to do jump two. Now, I have bet $50. But if Ray wins, I have to pay him double. So it's called 2-1. So, okay, Raymundo, are you ready here? This is jump number two, 5'6" tall.
Yep, give him the phone to launch.
Here we go.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Do you want to get a longer build-up or you same distance? Okay, he's going from right outside the three-point line, and whenever you're ready, 1, 2, 3, go. He's running, short step, jump. Oh, my goodness, he got the bottom of the net.
Wait, there's a long difference between the bottom of the net and the rim. He did not get the rim on jump two?
not even close. I thought, like, the way he built up, I thought he was going to jump up, and then he got caught, his hand in the bottom of the net, and now he's shaking his hand, he's hurting, and he's not looking as confident.
Amy, are you watching on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, put him on. We got one more jump here.
Here we go. Yo.
How you feeling, Raymundo? 5'6" tall. Right. You're not even close. I just watched on Facebook.
I can get rid of this one. I got the rim, man. I was about a foot away.
Oh, that's a... You don't think he's a foot away, Mike?
No.
You want to do it now, or you want to stretch your legs out and play a song?
I can stretch the legs out if you want to.
Okay, we'll come back for his final jump. He's going to touch the rim. Hey, Lunchbox, don't let him do any practice jumps. There we go. Our audio producer, all 5'6" of him, Raymundo, is at the basketball court right now. He claimed he could touch the rim in 3 jumps. He's jumped twice, hasn't even been close, but he said he's been saving it for the final jump. Is that accurate, Raymundo?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking about ditching the chain. Last couple of times I've been jumping, it's been smacking in the face, but...
Oh, and think about your chain hitting you in the face, which probably not only weighs you down, but is hitting you in the face when you jump. Amy, I didn't think about that, did you?
Yeah, me neither.
Oh.
You should take that off.
Take that off, Raymundo.
Okay, I'm taking the chain off. Here, I'm handing the phone to Lunchbox.
Okay, here, I think that's probably it. It's got to be the chain. One final jump.
The chain is what's holding him back, let me tell you.
Is any chance he hits the rim, Lunchbox, on this jump?
There isn't a chance in the world. You could bet him 100-1 and you would win. There is no chance. Unless he gets a ladder and a trampoline, he is not getting anywhere close to the rim.
Is he ready to go for the final jump?
Are you ready? Do you want to go from farther back? Because you keep going from the same distance, you're not getting any closer. You might want to go from half court. That's his spot. Okay, he's at outside the three-point line. Top, go ahead. On the start of the, whenever you're ready.
Here we go. Last jump.
3, 2, 1. Run, left foot, right, jump, and he touched the backboard.
He wasn't even close.
Not even close. He touched the backboard. Hey, Ray, you were trying to go for the rim, not the backboard that time. He mistimed the reach. He said.
Okay, give him one more. I'll give him one more.
Okay, he said one more. He said you can have one more.
He's not used to jumping without the chain on. I get it.
Yeah, oh. He wasn't used to. His arm didn't get up as fast as he thought it was going to be.
Okay, here we go. Bonus jump.
Hey, now he says he has a piece of backboard in his hand. He hit it so hard.
Oh, he's probably injured. Yeah, the backboard got him. Yeah. Okay, last jump. Or he owes me money. Come on.
You want to go farther back? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Left foot, right foot, jump. And he hangs on the bottom of the net. No. No, no.
What'd he do?
No. He hit the net. He hit the net. Grabbed the net, climbed up, and touched the rim.
Yeah, that doesn't count. He didn't jump and touch the rim. He jumped, grabbed, and climbed. That doesn't count.
Oh!
He touched the rim.
That is not.
Yeah.
That doesn't. I mean, that doesn't count.
What? He touched the rim.
There is no chance.
The bet was he has to jump and touch the rim, not jump and climb and touch the rim.
That was pretty impressive, though.
No, you did not. Raymundo, I'm sorry. You did not jump.
Absolutely.
And you not only that, you didn't even do it in 3 jumps. You had to do it in 4. If you did it.
That was awesome. I touched the rim, baby.
No, come on. Pay the man. Come back in. Raymundo loses to all his fans out there. Mike D, what do you think about that?
Not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
No.
Not even close. And you could go get a ladder and go, well, I touched the rim. Climb up there and touch the rim.
I know. I agree with you on that. Totally agree. But it is impressive.
That what?
That he grabbed onto the net and then climbed up and touched the rim.
That's not impressive. No. No. Raymundo, you lose.
Oh.
Okay, I'm done. He sounds like in the bathroom now. Okay, we're going to come back. They're going to drive back. Lunchbox is going to guess people's weight from the phones. That's happening in a second. Raymundo is going to pay me my money. And everybody has a good day. I feel pretty good about that. Raymundo did not touch the rim, just like we thought. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. We just had our producer, Raymundo, at 5'6", try to touch the rim. He was unsuccessful. I feel I need to address this and this victory that I'm claiming and why. People are like, technically he touched the rim because on the 4th jump he grabbed the net and climbed up. Technically in 3 jumps he did not touch the rim. So if we're going to go with any of the extras like climbing, he got that. In 3 jumps he did not touch the rim. So if we're going by the original rules, he did not do it. And on the 4th he didn't even really do it. He jumped and climbed his way up. So if you want to use that, well, technically he did, but technically he didn't because he didn't do it in the three jumps that was allowed to him. So he did not win. He didn't win.
No.
Stop texting me about it, everybody.
When you get technical about it, he didn't win.
I watch these text messages. The craziest thing about these text messages, people just, I love it. They just text in all during the show. It's like a focus group. You can text anytime, anything you want. Text whatever your message is to Bobby. 26229. That's the number. 26229. It just happens to spell Bobby if you forget it. But send your message in. And so people are asking questions like, can we get updates on Mike D and his girlfriend? Can we get updates on Justin the Suit? Quickly, Mike D and his girlfriend. You guys still together? Yes or no, Mike D?
We are still together.
Still together. Justin the Suit works at a station in Chattanooga now. He used to be the guy that would manage kind of the show outside of the show. That would be it. But he's still alive. In case everybody's wondering. We're still friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, he works for a different company now. And Lunchbox is still not in the studio. They were off at the gym, seeing if Ray could touch the rim. How close is he, do we know? They said 1 minute about 5 minutes ago. So I don't even know if he wants to do it, AIM, if he's going to come right in and try to guess people's weight, or if we should hop away for about 3 minutes. It's kind of up to you. What do you think? You want to come back?
I mean, I say we give him time to get settled so that way he can feel good and we come back and do it.
He's walking down the hall. I'll ask him. Hold on. There he is. Come on in here. Couple things. First of all, Lunchbox is now sitting back down in his seat. What'd you think about the Ray jump? Should I award it to him even though he jumped on the fourth attempt and didn't even climb?
No!
Okay.
No!
Why?
Because when you jump, it's one motion.
Yeah.
You jump and you touch. Not jump, hang, climb, reach.
So I also agree. Now moving on, do you want to guess a weight now or do you need 3 minutes to kind of regroup?
Give me 3 minutes to get some water and get mentally ready because traffic was crazy out there and...
What happens is Lunchbox will talk to callers. He's never talked to them before in his life, never met them, and he can guess their weight within 5 pounds, just like the circus. I have a text here that wants to know why you don't do men, though.
That's just not my... I'm not good at guessing men's weight. I can tell by women's voices. It's something about it. Men just doesn't work.
Is it the difference between NASCAR and IndyCar? I mean, they both go fast.
Right.
But... people like the
certain styles. Yeah.
Interesting analogy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Certain build of the car, you know. A NASCAR driver may not be good at IndyCar. Just how it is.
So we'll come back. Lunchbox will guess their weights in, just a few minutes. Don't leave. If you leave, you're going to miss it. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on. Over to Lunchbox now. Everybody, welcome in. The man, the myth, the weight guesser. Lunchbox, everybody. There he is. Yeah. How you feeling, babe?
What are we doing that
I love it.
What?
I love that you're bringing that back.
What?
The babe.
Calling him babe.
Yeah, well, listen. Lunchbox will sit here on the phone. He's never met these callers. And he can guess their weight within 5 pounds. Hey, let's go over to Corey in Oklahoma. Corey.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so thankful that you listen and thankful that you call. Like, I hope you feel that we're your friends here because we feel like we're talking to our friends every morning.
I absolutely love you guys. I'm a first-time caller. Listen every morning.
Thank you very much. Well, hopefully we get to witness some magic here.
Woo!
It's been a while since Lunchbox has guest weights on the phone. It's so nutty right now. He's standing up. He's a bit nervous.
Man.
He's a bit nervous.
I'm trying to get loose.
Corey, have you ever in your life met or spoken to Lunchbox?
No.
Okay. For the listeners out there, there you have it. Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds.
Okay.
Ask her whatever you
want. Corey, right?
Corey, and go.
Yes.
Corey, do you like a cheeseburger or a hamburger?
Cheeseburger.
How many cigarettes a week do you smoke?
4 packs.
Okay. How many times a week do you work out?
0.
What kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
Newport non-menthol.
Ooh, okay. And what is your...
Sorry, Lunchbox, you're out of time. Now, you've heard her honestly give you a few clues, and honesty is because sometimes people lie and he'll miss it.
Yeah.
And then we find out they lie.
Yeah.
I do like it when they are honest.
Yes.
And the fact that she smokes 4 packs a week and they're Newport non-menthol, that's a big sign.
Okay. Wow, really? Like you use that?
Yeah.
Okay. Within 5 pounds, can you guess Corey's weight, Lunchbox? And the answer is...
160.
160. Corey, what do you weigh?
157.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Wow, okay. Woo! He's good.
Sometimes he's rusty on that first one.
Yeah.
He gets dialed in, though. Let's talk to Christine in Mississippi. Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Good morning to you. Appreciate you calling.
I cannot believe I'm talking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have we ever spoken before?
No.
Have you ever spoken to Lunchbox or met Lunchbox before?
No, sir.
Okay, you have 30 seconds, Lunchbox. This is...
What is her name?
Christine from Mississippi.
All right, Christine, do you use bar soap or body soap? What?
Mm. Body.
How many hours of TV do you watch a night?
Sometimes zero, sometimes an hour.
What's your favorite TV show?
What?
America's Got Talent.
And what is your favorite dessert?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gosh,
you're out of time on
Bones,
that
you
one.
Put him off on a good one.
I know. He's got to pick his question. Listen.
I know. I messed up because she said 1 hour of TV, and then I said, what is your favorite TV show? Kind of threw me off.
Oh, his hands are in his face right now.
All
right. Lunchbox is guessing the weight of Christine.
Let's go. Christina from Mississippi is 139.
Christine,
139. That's it.
Christine,
come on.
What do you? Relax.
Okay.
Christine, what do you weigh?
141.
I still don't believe it!
What's happening?
Okay. It's unbelievable to me. He's been doing this for 7-8 years and it's still unbelievable to me. Casey in Maryland.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question? You be as honest as you possibly can, okay? I mean, really, just give me the truth. Do you know Lunchbox and he called you last night and was like, hey, call the show and we'll set this whole thing up?
No.
Do you promise?
I promise.
Casey in Maryland.
How old is Casey?
Oh, that's part of your...
Whoa.
Jumping the gun.
I
thought you were going to tell me.
You get 30 seconds, bruh.
All right. Back it up.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, and action.
Casey, how old are you?
26.
How tall are you?
5'2".
How many kids do you have?
0.
How much do you weigh?
Hey, don't answer that.
Sneaky. What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Is that your real voice or are you trying to disguise it?
It's my real voice.
All right, time. All right, Lunchbox, you have Casey in Maryland here.
Yeah. She's got no kids. She's 26.
Yeah.
Sounds like this.
Yeah.
Which means she's a small, petite little girl.
Little lady. Is that very creepy? I mean, I'm a little creepy. I'll be honest with you. I think Dateline NBC should be walking anytime.
Look, go ahead. She's a little bit more than a Benji.
A Benji.
100.
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Thank
you.
Go ahead.
She has to be 108.
108. Hey, what do you weigh? Casey in Maryland. He says 108.
I'm 110.
She was trying to disguise her voice because when she was talking like this, then when she said her weight, I'm 110.
Oh.
Yeah, she was trying to.
Got it.
I got her.
Wow.
I got her.
Wow.
You take that to Maryland and have a good day.
Eat that with a crab. Yeah. Eat that. Unbelievable.
Man.
Oh, man.
I'm going to blow my voice because I get.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I did. I thought you did.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do anymore, man. Everybody's like laughing so hard they fell out of their seats. Let me hit it. I need to take. I'm sweating. Not that we're gonna stop, but
we're gonna do more.
I don't know. Like I hurt my throat going.
Yeah, you guys went hard on that.
It's just such
get some
a.
Water, get
it's
some water.
Such a funny segment to me. I don't know how he does it.
He says, "Take that to Maryland and have a good day."
I think she was from Maryland, right?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay.
I need something to eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to refuel.
Breakfast!
You mean to refuel? Come
on! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good!
Congrats to Colin Porter. He has graduated from the NICU. He was born at 22 weeks. He spent 160 days in the NICU. So his parents wanted to celebrate him getting discharged. They went to Build-A-Bear, got a cap and gown.
Oh, wow. The teddy bear cap and gown.
And he was so small it fit him. And the nurses played graduation music and they walked him out of the NICU after 160 days.
Wow. How long was your baby in the NICU?
13 days.
And that seemed like an eternity, right?
Eternity. And then I read this story and I'm like, wow, I had it so easy. 160 days. Woo!
So, speaking of that, and a couple things to mention is coming up. In 7 minutes, at BobbyBones.com, we'll release a picture of Lunchbox's... I mean, we, Lunchbox, will release a picture of his baby. And so, for a lot of people, they haven't seen the baby. For most people, 99% of people haven't seen the baby. So, BobbyBones.com, right in 7 minutes or so. Do you want to do another round of Guess Your Weight in 3 minutes or so? Or are you emotionally spent from the story? That's the question.
No, that story was very emotional, and it hit home. But to celebrate, I think we should do a couple more.
Okay, we have some more callers
on. Yeah,
I mean,
we might as well celebrate. I mean, he graduated,
yeah.
So we might as well celebrate with some weight guessing.
Okay, here we go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Well, well, well. We're going to do one more round of Lunchbox Guesses Weights. Now, if you're new to the show, and a lot of you are, and we appreciate you listening. We hope we can eventually be your friends in the morning. My name's Bobby. Amy sits over there. Lunchbox is over there. Over the years, Lunchbox has shown the skill in talking to women and knowing within 5 pounds how much they weigh. And what we did once is we tried that on the air years ago, and he nailed 5 of 6. And he has somehow honed his talent where he can talk to someone. Never met him before. For example, Elizabeth in South Carolina. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, and I appreciate that you would call a radio show. We hope that you feel comfortable calling and hanging out with us. And I guess my question is, have you ever in any way met Lunchbox where he would know you by your voice and you call on the show?
No, never. Okay. I've never met him.
And also, I know it's got to be kind of a big, like a gulp, and then you call the radio show? That's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, a little crazy.
I love that. Right, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love people who will call the show. That's a big deal. And so here we go. Lunchbox, you'll have 30 seconds.
And her name is Elizabeth.
Her name is Elizabeth. Where? You can ask her. Never mind. Elizabeth, yes.
She's from South Carolina, you said.
That's right. You have 30 seconds.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Elizabeth, how old are you?
I'm 26.
What color hair do you have?
Dirty blonde.
Where'd you go to college?
I didn't.
What do you do for a living?
I have 3 kids.
Oh.
I don't work. I don't have a job.
How old are your kids?
6, 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. Out of time. Out of time. You didn't get a lot of information out of her.
No, I didn't, because she took a lot. She tried to stall me with the hair question.
Elizabeth, did you try to stall him or no?
No, I didn't. It's just I color it, so I was like, well, is it blonde or is it dirty blonde? So I confused myself, I think.
Now, Lunchbox, you're hearing her talk here. You have to get it within 5 pounds.
She's 26, didn't go to college. That's okay. Not everybody goes to college. She has 3 kids already at 26.
Well, I'm 22 weeks pregnant.
Oh, see?
Oh, wow, she's volunteering information.
Yeah,
Elizabeth, you're loading them up with info. What are you doing?
Whoa. Elizabeth, I'm glad you told me that, because I thought 3 were already out, and I mean, now I got to readjust. Let me
do my Elizabeth,
kinda...
you gave him too much. He's already good at this.
No.
Okay, I got it now.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
It's I'm going to move her up some.
Okay.
So I'm going to go 153.
He says 153. Elizabeth, what do you weigh?
150.
Yeah!
I'm gonna blow my voice out doing that.
Yeah, you guys go hard on that.
Woo!
Like you nailed it with pregnancy, being 22 weeks pregnant.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you told that.
I feel like that. Oof.
No, that
I don't
count.
Know that you would have got that right without her volunteer.
I can't help it that she volunteered more information than she was supposed to.
Elizabeth, thank you. Okay, let's try one more. Wendy in Nashville. Wendy, Lunchbox is 4 for 4 today. I hope you stump him. He's getting a little cocky, I'll be honest with you. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Now, since you're in Nashville, have we ever met you?
No.
Do you promise? Because our listeners think that we've met in some way sometimes.
I swear, and
okay.
I'm the one that's
going to
stump him.
Here we go.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Can't wait for this.
Something's up here. She wants to stump you, Lunchbox.
Wendy. Wendy, Wendy, Wendy. What shoe size?
What shoe size? 9.5.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Honda Pilot.
What's your favorite dessert?
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
And when's the last time you've been to the gym?
2 weeks ago.
And when was your last kiss?
I'm sorry. Your last kiss?
Interesting.
What? Your question was last kiss. I'm going to let her answer that just because. I think it does nothing for you.
Wendy, when was your last kiss?
last night.
Your last kiss?
Oh, last night.
He's got a method to his ways.
You can't question it.
Your last kiss, huh?
Yep.
All right.
She loves those chocolate-covered strawberries. She's from Nashville.
Yeah.
She likes that southern food.
Within 5 pounds, can you guess her weight? How are you feeling about this one?
She said she was going to stump me. I don't think she's going to stump me. I'm within 5 pounds.
You think so?
Yeah. You ready for it?
No way.
I'm ready for it.
All right. Two.
Okay, two. Go ahead.
Ooh, hold on.
Chocolate covered strawberry. She had a kiss last night.
He's thinking about it here.
250.
He says 250. He says 250.
Let's go.
Wendy.
250.
Hold on, Wendy. Wendy, what is it?
You hit it on the nail.
Wendy, yes! What is it?
$250.
250. Whoa!
Okay. I might pass out.
What is happening?
I might pass out.
I have no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
What a game.
Hey.
What a game.
It's rare that you go 5 for 5. I got to salute the master.
Yes.
I got to. And you know what? I got to give you one of these. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. He did it. He did it. Yeah. 5 for 5. Wow. He's having some water. Hey, what's happening, guys? You know? You get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number 2, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Hey, are we ready to load the picture? Is it ready?
Mm-hmm. It's right. Ready.
It's ready.
In 5 seconds, we're going to load it. BobbyBones.com. Let's count it down. Lunchbox's baby has never been seen. BobbyBones.com to see the first picture of Lunchbox's baby. Let's count it down like New Year's. We'll push submit in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
it's up!
It is! Okay, go look at it. Take a peeky peek. There it is, Amy, see it, come on!
I see.
The Bobby Bones Show.
How does it make you feel to post a picture of baby box, Lunchbox?
I don't want to cry, but... it's crazy. I mean, because I just think about how today was supposed to be the real day. Like, he was supposed to be born today, and I've got to enjoy him for 6 weeks already, and it's just... today just is an emotional day.
And he's healthy.
Yeah, he's 100% healthy. It's just, It's weird to think that I wouldn't have had these 6 weeks and how scary it was, and then just to look at the calendar and be like, man, today was the day I was preparing for, and whew. And now I give Eddie more ammo to make fun of me for crying. And
boy, he does. Eddie does an impression of Lunchbox off the air.
I'll save it.
No, dude, I mean, come on. You're going to do it off the Lunch, do you want him to do it now?
Yeah, go ahead and do it now.
Listeners can see what he does too off the air.
Oh, but she seems wrong to do it right now.
I know. Let's save it a little bit.
It does.
Let the air breathe.
Well, let's let Lunchbox decide.
If you want to do it, you know, might as well be a jerk now instead of a jerk later.
That's right. So I'd be like, Eddie, you'll be Lunchbox. I'd be like, hey, how's your day, man?
Dude. I wasn't going to cry.
Rude, dude. The guy's having an emotional moment over here.
You're making me do this.
You don't make it a safe... No. You've been doing this off the air for...
I probably would have waited Lunchbox? 15 minutes.
Six weeks.
So...
Since my son was born, yeah, I mean...
Eddie, our video producer, for 6 weeks, you've been doing this off the air.
You know I love you, dude.
You don't no, make no, it a safe hey, environment for him to be emotional.
I love you.
And I didn't think I was going to get emotional today, but then just thinking about it, like... Today was supposed to be the day, and...
I'm happy for you, man.
Woo!
We're
awesome.
All happy for you, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
And listen, let me say this about this show. When you hear us picking at each other, And this is all the time for any of us. It's like if you're picking with your best friends. And yeah, you pick at them. You pick at your best friends. And sometimes people, Amy's being so mean to Bobby. Bobby's being so mean to Amy. If there wasn't this partnership, and if there wasn't such trust, we wouldn't be able to do that. And secondly, if you weren't part of the group, you wouldn't be in the room. I would just kick you out of the room. I've done that before where it gets a little bit toxic, and I'm like, okay, you can't be a part of it because it's not healthy in here. So when you hear Eddie making fun of Lunchbox, know that, really, honest to God, it's out of love. It really is out of love.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, and then if this is like all you're hearing, once you listen more and you get the full picture, like you'll see that Lunchbox isn't like a real peach all the time. So,
that's a great point, Amy.
So you'll get why it's so weird for us to see Lunchbox cry like this, because of then how he acts sometimes, or things that he says that are totally insensitive. So to see Lunchbox's sensitive side is
amazing.
Is different.
She says different. I say amazing.
Yeah.
I got you, babe. I think it's funny.
No, don't say that. No.
I got you. Yeah, I do. I got you. Well, congrats. Listen, all seriousness, today was the day that Baby Box was supposed to come into the world, and he's in the world, and he's at your house, and he's healthy, and like all the things are good, man.
It's awesome. Like crazy. It's just, I mean, it's just so cool. How you can do a song? I don't need this. I don't need to cry.
You cry all you want. I like it. Listen, I like it when you cry. That made me feel like the one that's so sensitive all the time. It gives me a partner in sensitivity over here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the same train as you.
I know you don't. That's why I like it. That's why I like
it. Put those tears away, dude. Choo-choo. Put those tears away.
Get on the train, baby.
Allergies are bad this time.
Yeah,
of year.
Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah, good. Listen, BobbyBones.com if you want to see it. All seriousness, I'm really happy for you. And man, what a baby. Look at this.
This is a good looking boy right there.
He's a stud like his dad.
Yeah. Wow. Who's his dad, though?
Did you ever find that out?
Yeah, do you know the
No,
that?
Hopefully it's me.
No. All right. The Bobby Bones Show. So experts say that it's impossible to go to Target and just buy one thing. Amy, your thoughts?
Agree.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't need an expert to tell me that. I mean, just follow me around and you'll be like, oh yeah, it's impossible to go to Target without buying five things accidentally.
This professor of marketing at NYU's Stern School of Business says that stores know what path shoppers take, so they can cross-sell products by putting them to where each person's going down their own path. Your thoughts?
I agree with that. Mm. I mean, you always have to pass something at Target. Even if you're going there for just some toiletries, you go past their super cute home decor stuff, which clearly you don't need anything for your house, but they put it right there in front of you, and it is really cute. And you're like, oh, that little reindeer would look cute on my coffee table. It's like so dumb.
And don't you always need something for your house, even if you don't?
Yeah.
Can't you always
And then right when you walk in, they've got their super cute clothes, and you're like, this tank top's only $8. I'll get three.
Well, if I can go all HDTV on you for a second, I got a new lamp last night,
yeah,
and I put it on my bedside table. It's awesome.
That's cool.
It's on my Insta story, because it finally got set up, and it's like a glass bucket. You can see through it, and it's got a lamp on top of it. I'm pretty nerdy.
You're
I know
proud
it's nerdy.
Of it.
It is. I like it a lot. I like it. And so I shot a little Instagram, just on my Instagram story. So yeah, that's a thing that Target's got you all figured out. Target's like Facebook before Facebook was knowing how to target ads at us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Target, well, they weren't even listening to us talk. They just knew.
Yeah. It's like real life.
For me, it's t-shirts at Target and tank tops. The guy, you can't have one.
They have cool t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like old rock bands and stuff like that.
They have cool t-shirts. There's a story about how movies with reckless driving make people more daring on the road. So if you watch a movie where people are driving crazy, you drive crazier. For me, I don't even think it's about the driving. Like, I used to watch Rocky and then beat the crap out of my sister. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I would watch Rocky IV and be like, let's go. Let's
you were inspired? That.
And then I would just pound her. Right? And I was like 10 and she was 6. So I had a lot of advantages in that fight. But any movie, I want to watch that movie with those Mini Coopers. Remember that movie where they were all racing those Mini Coopers? And I wanted to buy a Mini Cooper. Things influence us.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So this story says the rates of speeding increased in areas around movie theaters where there was a car chase in the movie because people leave and they're like, whoa! Isn't that funny, though? How there are all these tickets happening outside of movies where car chases are happening in the movies.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so like if you're a cop, set up outside Fast and the Furious.
After a movie would come out, speeds of those pulled over went from 5 miles per hour over the minimum to, or the maximum, to 20 over. Wow. So they would just start studying people getting out of the movies, and they would drive faster. But I can be influenced so easy. My most notorious goofy influence was Tom Brady wearing Uggs. Oh, and I went, oh, those look so good. I got to wear those. If Tom Brady could wear Uggs, I should wear Uggs.
And you did.
And I did. And you know what? I still wear the Ugg slippers. Fantastic. It's a fantastic shoe for around the house. It is.
But to clarify, you were wearing the Ugg boots.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I mean, we don't need to clarify. I was just saying that, yeah, I did. And I wore the
Ugg. Ugg has a variety, but you with those furry boots was funny.
I was crushing it, too. But nobody, no supermodel like Giselle tried to date me.
No.
It's
weird.
The Dine and Dash dater faces 10 felony counts for skipping out on dates, Bills. Did you see the story?
Yeah, but why does he face charges? Someone paid for the meal, so why? He did nothing wrong.
A California man is facing 10 felony counts for sneaking out on dates just before the waiter brings the check. Come on, you can't laugh. Come on, you have to laugh.
Right, but why is he in? You see what I'm saying? Because if the girl, he paid for the meal for the girl, she doesn't get charged with a crime.
Paul Gonzalez, 45, set up dates across Southern California, would enjoy the meals before he'd disappear. By the way, a felony is hardcore.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like spitting in food.
No, even that, I agree, that's a felony. But that's one of those where you go, it's a felony because it could be. But felony's like the hardcore crimes. You can't.
Right. I mean, like, they're saying it's equivalent. Like, you could give someone a disease, and then they're also saying because he dined and dashed on a date. Because Lunchbox is right, and the meal got paid for.
A felony's like assault.
Yes.
Yeah.
So who pressed charges? The date?
8 women ended up paying the bill themselves. One in the belief that the defendant was going to pay her back. 2 other instances, the restaurants picked up the check. Now, can I say this about the 2 instances where the other person didn't pay either? When you go on a date, there's no guarantee who's paying what. That's the weird part to me. Like, I will, if I go on a date, even if I'm out with a friend, like, I'm trying to pick up the bill. People picked up my bills early in life. I feel like a need to give back to the universe because I was taken care of and I have a lot of money growing up. So I'm always like a, hey, let me do it. I owe. So, but I go on a date. There's no understood legal you have to pay and that person doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but wait, Bobby, do you still want people to do the wallet grab?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Okay.
I'm not going to let them pay, but I just like for them to lean over and go like, hey, let me help. And I'm no.
And then ask, are you sure?
You know, the second one I don't need so much.
Oh, you don't need the are you sure?
Just need the first.
Okay.
About the third time, I start to get annoyed.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm fighting for it.
Are you sure?
Then I start to get feel disrespected. Like, oh, you don't think I can afford this? It goes from I need it to, because again, I have something to prove to the world, I think. Like I go, all right, it's an inferiority complex. Let's get down to it.
Got deep
really.
There.
Yeah. So I'm like, I need to pay for this because I was poor my whole life and now I'm not. So let me take care of this meal. And they're like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. But are you really sure? What are you trying to say about me?
Oh,
but are you really sure? Oh, you think I'm a loser and I can't. Oh, it gets bad.
And then that's when you're like, no, I'm
then I,
really
no,
paying.
Then I dump the table over.
Oh, wow.
And I walk out of the room.
Okay. It gets awkward.
Yeah. Amy used to show up and lose her wallet every time.
Every time.
No. I really did lose my wallet a couple times or forget it or whatever. So I couldn't even do the fake grab.
But you'd be, I forgot my wallet. What do I do?
I'm not going to be able to eat.
Bobby,
I can't eat.
That should have made you feel great because you'd be like, it's okay, Amy, I got this.
I did. And that's what I did.
I know.
But
you're always
anyway.
Good about that. You're super. It's like awesome being friends with you since you have this complex.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Because I'm unhealthy. It's great to be my friend. Man, that's funny. That's funny. That's a good one. Yeah. Nice one, Amy. Thank you. There you go.
No problem.
Anything else you want to say?
Should we go out to eat after this? Maybe lunch?
Lunchbox used to be the Dine and Dasher.
I did do that.
Yeah, no.
Quite a few times.
You need to brag about it.
Yeah.
You're stealing.
Yeah, I guess.
Because nobody would pay. Your whole group would leave.
Yeah, technically, if you want to put it that way.
Well, but it's not technically. It is technically, and I do want to put it that way.
Yeah, if you want to technically put it as that, I stole a lot of food.
There you go.
All right.
Quite a bit.
You should have to pay it back in some way.
I do.
How?
I don't know.
Okay. There you have bugs. The Bobby Bone Show. Had a late night last night, Amy. I was up partying all night long.
What'd you do?
Well, it was at 7 p.m., but I had a friend. It was like, hey, come out. And we went to watch a new artist play. And it was, you know me, I'm social butterfly. I'm going to dinner with Morgan number 2 tonight. I'm going to go and chat it up.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah. Trying to you know, I don't even know what I'm trying to do. Like, live a life?
Yeah.
I haven't been to dinner. Eddie, when's the last time you and I went to dinner?
Oof, it's been a while.
You got to put that on the calendar.
Oh, I was trying to schedule something with you. It didn't work.
Why? Because Amy's in Austin right now because her dad is bouncing back from a cancer surgery. And so, what's up?
It wasn't all your fault. I mean, some of it was mine, but it definitely was like a back and forth and a back and forth and pretty much no dice. So maybe we'll eat something else sometime.
Well, we're just gonna FaceTime. Amy calls me last night at 8:30, and last night's a Tuesday night.
Ooh, that's late.
Bobby's like, what's wrong?
No, that's how I answer the phone. Because I'm like, why in the world would someone call me at 8:30? First of all, who calls me?
Right.
I don't even talk on the phone. This little box has phone talking on it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you just tweeted with people and
that's
sent
how
text.
It started.
What?
As a phone, yeah.
Oh, that's how this thing started?
You would listen with your ear and talk with your mouth at the same time.
I think you forgot.
I did. Amy calls me and I go, hey, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. And I'm like, oh. And so her dad, who is out of the hospital now, and he is kind of bouncing back, and Amy's his caretaker for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, he's at home now. So we're at home health care. Basically, I'm his nurse.
Oh, boy.
Then I do everything.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. This is a comedy.
A forgetful nurse.
Dad.
I forgot.
Nope. All the pills are very organized. We have a calendar. He's on time to everything. And I Google things when I need help.
That a girl. That's what you should do as a nurse. Google it.
Yeah.
That's what all the good nurses do. They Google all the things. Oh, boy. How is your dad? Is he talking? Is it because he had throat surgery and had a tracheotomy. He had to have a tube in his throat. How's that going?
Yeah. He still has the trach. Still has the feeding tube. He's working on speech therapy because they had to cut some of his... Well, they cut his tonsils out, his throat, and some of his tongue. So he has to really work on that. So he sounds a little different when he talks, but part of his speech therapy is singing. So sometimes throughout the day, he just busts out in song, like about whatever he sees. Like, we have to keep Cokes in the house because that's how we unclog his feeding tube. And so, I don't know, yesterday he saw a bottle of Coca-Cola, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he was like, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. And then he just says that like 10 times.
Do the nurses want you to use Coca-Cola to clean his cleaning tube, or is that an Amy nurse kind of a...
No, I actually, during his 60-day stint in the hospital, that is what they did at the hospital. So I learned that there. However, I did use my own MacGyver skills last night. When the Coke wasn't working because it was so clogged, I basically took it apart and safety pinned it so that, you know, stuff wouldn't squirt out of my dad's stomach, which was weird. But then I used pliers, a wire hanger, a paper clip, and a toothpick, and I got it unclogged.
Wow. Look at you.
That's what a nurse would
do. I know. I was really proud of myself.
That's what Amy did last night. I went to watch the artist Nikita Carmen. She put out new music.
In your bed, it was just a nightmare. You were still a dream.
Really good.
I know you're really right there. Cause I can hear you breathe. The shadows were just shadows. And you're sleeping next to me. Next to me.
And Leslie Fram was there from CMT, who's huge into females in country music, and she was interviewing her. It was a really nice event, and a lot of other female artists showed up to support Nikita Carmen. It was good. You're starting to see kind of everybody bond together. And people have asked me why I haven't done any press, because my females in country show starts this weekend, and I've done no interviews on purpose because I don't want it to be about me. And so I've stayed complete. The only thing I've done is post on my Insta story the playlist for week one, and people will get upset if certain artists aren't on, but it changes. Every week I'm changing the playlist. I have three goals with this all-female show. Goal one is to take the females that are currently on the chart and play them a little more and move them up. And the higher they are, the more people will look at them more and play them more. Goal two is to remind people how awesome a lot of females have been, because people go, oh, I forget. Okay, well, here, let me play you some Leanne Womack. Let me play you some Trisha Yearwood. And then thirdly, it's to expose new artists, females. Like, I'm playing Rachel Womack this weekend. I'm playing... Daniel Bradbury's new song. I'm playing Cassie Ashton. So it's like, it's a national show on over 100 stations. So yeah, I'm not doing any interviews. I've made that call where I was like, I just don't want it to be about me. I just kind of want it to be about the cause. And so I went to watch Nikita Carmen last night. It was fantastic. And Tennille Towns, who I'm a huge fan of. She was up here yesterday.
Sorry, yesterday.
Another. And I've said on the show before, like, it's not for her. It's not if she's going to be a star, it's when. And you saw her up here yesterday?
Dude, you nailed it. I mean, that's exactly how you listen to her sing, and her voice is so pure. It was just her and a guitar right here in our studio, and I just watched for three songs and was like, gosh, she's so good.
Tennille Towns, here's some of her music.
Somebody's daughter. Somebody's daughter. Somebody's daughter.
I'm having her open six of my stand-up comedy
shows. Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's so good.
If I ever get to heaven, you know I got a long list of questions. Like, how do you make a snowflake?
There's a really good crop of females in country music that are just now starting to grow. And that Cassie Ashton, she's a star too. So she was good, huh?
She was great.
Like, and we're so lucky we get to see everybody good.
Oh gosh.
And you get jaded.
She's been in the studio before and that's cool. And then I get to see her again. Like, how do we, and we're just, yeah, you're right. We're so lucky to get all this talent coming through this place.
You know who's really good at a singer is Amy. She just doesn't show it off enough.
And we get to see that all the time
all
too.
The time.
Amy, give us a little something a cappella here.
I'm gonna taxidermy. Taxidermy. I don't know. Now her song is just in my head.
Do some Boyz II Men.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you like you asked me to.
That's not it.
And I will not let go till you tell me to. Ooh. And when you...
Yes.
You want to keep going?
No!
That's your wheelhouse,
That's
Amy.
That's perfect, yeah, though. Let's leave them wanting more. Ooh. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Brenda from Jacksonville is on, and she's a little irritated with us. Brenda, what's up?
Well, I found it, yes, a little irritating with all the hype that you guys have been bringing on about Lunchbox's baby picture coming up today. Uh-huh. And then you go to look it up and look at it, pull it up and look at it, and it's blurred out. And I close it and open it up several times, and every time it's blurred out. So it's, you know, obviously something that you guys have done, I'm thinking, that as opposed to a problem with my location or my phone.
Well, I'm glad that you bring this up. I'm sorry you're irritated with us, but that's not exactly what has happened. Morgan number two, who's head of our digital, let's go over to her. Morgan number two, explain to me why the picture is blurred on the go to the link.
Because typically what people do is they'll just look and they'll keep scrolling.
Right.
But when you go to the link, there's five pictures of Baby Box other than just looking at the one that comes up with the link. So
what you did is basically what I do in a tease segment. I'm like, hey, stick around. You're going to hear a segment. What you did is said click this link and you can see all the pictures. So it's just a blurred tease link.
Exactly.
Huh.
Right. And it also says there's five pictures that I can only access the blurred one.
I don't know that that's true. I think
it's just one of five. That's what it says.
If you click the link and go to bobbybones.com, all the pictures are up there, all five of them. Like I'm looking
really?
At them. Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I think either your location is bad. There is a blurred picture, and it's Morgan number two's trick to get people to click the link. But all the pictures are bobbybones.com, all five of them. Looking around, I've never seen a prettier baby. It's Lunchbox's baby. And wow, that third picture.
It's not coming up for me because when I pull it up, and it's on my phone, not on my computer. It is on my phone.
Yeah.
But I put in bobbybones.com on the .com on the Safari app, and it comes up Bobby Bones iHeartRadio.com.
Yes. And now if you click into that link, you'll see all the pictures.
Yeah, it's not working for me. Well, I apologize then.
No, don't apologize because I asked Morgan number two during the break, say, hey, what's up with that blurred picture? And she said, well, here's what we're doing. I'm like, oh, well, that's a pretty cool way. Because listen, the truth is that we need you to go to our webpage so we can stay in business. Like, there are ads on that webpage. We try to provide great content. So you go look for the content, but maybe check out an ad. And so that's really how this works. We get to stay on the air because of our awesome advertisers. And so we try to create something that you look at, and maybe you look at an ad. Just being honest. So I hope it works for you. I appreciate you voicing your concern. That's what we love about this show, that you will talk to us and we can talk about it and have disagreements and then go, well, we're both kind of wrong and right. You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate
you,
Brenda.
I love listening to you.
Thank you, and have a good day. I tell you what, we can just text you the pictures.
I was going to say, let's have Morgan number two just email her or text her the pictures.
Do you want the pictures for your own good? We can just send them to you.
I would love the pictures.
Hold on a minute. We're full service around here, man. You know what I mean? All right. You good over there, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, I'm good.
You get mad when people...
No, I feel bad, but I got to get them to go to the link.
That's true. Now other people are stepping out saying they can't see the lunchbox picture at BobbyBones.com. So how do people see lunchbox's baby at BobbyBones.com? Morgan, number two, walk them through.
If you're on your phone and you go and you click on the blurred picture of the baby, yeah, it's there. But you got to keep scrolling down and yeah, then hit read more, and the pictures are right there.
They all pop up.
There that read more is crucial.
On the phone. Now, on I was turning on the old interwebs, and it goes right to it.
Oh.
There's no problem. It's just all up there.
Okay.
So they're all there. They're all there. Amy, are you ready for the news? Because I'm ready for you. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the Wall Street Journal had this whole story on dating and how we're taking it old school again. So some younger people that are tired of the Tinder type thing, they're going back to, quote, slow dating, which, you know what slow dating is?
Mm.
That's good old fashioned dating, how it used to be done, where you straight up meet someone in person and then you go on a date with them.
Oh, well, I mean, that's interesting. I think most people still do that. Like, I have a friend. I'll tell you, you know, for me, the dating thing's been weird, and I tried the app thing. It didn't work for me because the person was dishonest.
Yeah.
I felt there was some dishonesty there, and okay, not sure if it was or not. But I have a friend who said, hey, let me set you up. And that, to me, felt more comfortable, you know? So,
do we have an update on that, or when will we?
Not today.
You keep saying that.
This is not.
Why not today?
Just not today.
How about tomorrow?
Possibly.
Okay, but so
just not today.
Okay, but just to refresh people, you're speaking of the person where you slid into her DMs.
Yeah, so my friend goes, hey, I want to set you up with this friend of mine. And I go, okay, that I don't know if I've ever been set up by a friend ever in my life, like real life friend. Think. I know I'm looking at your face.
I'm thinking.
You're doing thinky face, but it's tough.
Because I'm thinking.
And I said, okay. And so he said, here, reach out to her. And so here's her Instagram name. So I sent her a direct message on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is also known as slide into the DMs.
Yeah.
And I think it went pretty well because I have a comical approach. And from
and then
there,
what happened?
Well, from there, I'm just going to hold off for a minute.
Yeah, because that's the part where you left us hanging because this was days ago.
Exactly. We've been stuck in limbo.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Like, it's the ultimate tease.
Then,
you can't tease us for too long. I mean, you got to get to it. You get in trouble by the bosses for not getting to the teases.
Yeah, I do get in trouble by them. They're like, Bones, you said 3 hours ago you're going to talk about how much servers make and you still haven't done it. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
They're
yeah,
right.
I forgot about that. Go ahead.
And I mean, I have a bit of information in my head, but I have no idea if anything ever happened or what. It's stuff I've made up in my head, so I have no idea if it's true.
Oh, what did you make up in your head about it?
Well, I have no idea if y'all have seen each other. I have no idea if you've met her. I have no idea if you're slow dated, but like, I do know that you were hitting me up about places to go, but I don't know if you're actually going anywhere.
Okay.
Dang, Amy just takes all of it and just dumps it out there for everybody to see.
Yeah, Amy, what else is in your head?
Amy, you didn't just make that up in your head. If he actually reached out to you and asked for places, then that's not made up.
But I'm making up in my head that they've met and hung out. I have no idea if that's taken place.
Amy,
I'm just like, why in the world would he ask me a question like that if he doesn't have plizzans?
Or otherwise known as plans.
Okay.
So I'm not listening. I'm not cool. I don't know the cool places to go. There's nothing about me that's hip or trendy.
Right.
So I just said, hey, Amy, hypothetically, if I were going to drinks with someone, and what do I know about drinks? I don't even drink.
Right.
That's always awkward. And my move when I get drinks, I have to get there early and order a Shirley Temple. It's pink, and I put limes on it. And then they always go, hey, what are you drinking? And I'm like, I just asked for something pink. And I kind of sidestep it since I don't drink, but I don't want anybody knowing I don't drink. It's a whole thing. And then I said, Amy, where should I go? She sent me a list of places.
Yeah. So what does that list mean? Does that mean you were meeting like a coworker for drinks or you were meeting the DM?
Today, I do not have an update.
Rude.
I know, but just know there was kind of an update. I went to Amy for some advice on where to go.
Yeah.
It's not much.
But that's, I was making up a scenario in my head that's what it was for. It could have been for anything,
okay,
and I have no idea.
I'll answer your question. It was for that.
Okay.
All right.
Amy,
that's
Amy,
nice.
What day did he hit you up, Amy? We need to know.
Enough. What other stories do you have?
Oh.
Okay. Well, let's see. I have that. More parents are refusing to pay for their kids' college tuition. And I was like, oh, more and more parents are refusing it. And I feel like in this room, did everybody pretty much pay for their college or get scholarships, or did parents hook it up?
I had no help whatsoever. My parents didn't know where I was going to college until the day before I moved away.
Well, but Bobby, you're the first person in your family to go to college, and you got scholarships too, and then you worked your entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fair example because nobody was dialed into what I was doing, even as a kid. They didn't even know I was going to college. And I was like, hey, by the way, I'm moving tomorrow, and I'm moving to college. And they were like, all right. I was like, okay, bye. And just packed up my Pontiac Sunfire and drove to college. So no, I did not have any financial help from a human. I did have scholarships because I crushed my ACT, did great, and then I took out a loan for $1,000 and bought clothes and a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And paid it. and then I felt so guilty about it, I paid it back like the next week. I just worked extra hours at waiting tables and I was like, I can't have a loan. I paid it back. So no, I didn't. I don't know if anybody else wants to answer that question.
Yeah, I got student loans and I got scholarship, combination of both. Austin Livestock and Rodeo, shout out Chasco Contracting. You sponsored it and I appreciate it.
They're still, still reaping their benefits from you.
Yeah, I mean, they were awesome. I can't believe they sponsored me for $1,500.
Amy, what about you?
Well, I feel very fortunate. My parents definitely hooked it up, but my husband and I already have a savings account for our kids' college. But when I read this, because my husband's always like, oh, this account for the kids' college, don't spend this money, it's for the kids' college. But now I see that more and more parents are refusing to do it. So can we just get rid of our college fund?
Well, Amy, can I ask you a somewhat personal question?
Yeah.
So I've contributed to your kids' college fund. Did it go into that, or have you just went to Free People and bought clothes?
Mm.
Ooh.
Ooh, good question. Well, remember how it...
Come on, Amy. Are you kidding me?
Amy,
that's significant. Wow. That's significant money. I gave more to your kids for college than I ever got.
Wow.
And Amy's like, about that. You want to talk about updating? Tell me where my money went.
Update that money.
Wait, let me speak. Yes, they still have the money, and you know that because remember when I hadn't even deposited the checks yet because you wrote it out in their name and they don't have social security numbers yet, therefore we can't open a bank account for them yet?
Does the money still exist? Has it been spent yet?
Yes, the money still exists. Don't worry. I wouldn't spend the money you gave to my children on myself.
I don't know. What else, Amy?
Okay, lastly, speaking of kids, my kids, they desperately want a dog, but that is not the most popular pet amongst kids anymore. Mm. The most popular pet for people ages 10 to 17 years old, a rat.
Oh, I had two rats.
Did you really?
That's disgusting.
I had two hairless rats.
Like just chilling in the house or pets?
As pets.
Ugh. What?
Yeah. Ugh. Lunchbox hated him.
Disgusting. He said, I wanted to make sure I could take care of a pet before I got a dog. And then he gave him to a listener.
Like before I got Dusty. Yeah.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
I wanted to make sure I could take care of a smaller creature. So I had two rats. And then I was like, I can do this. And so a listener was like, I like to have them, so I gave them both to a listener.
What were their names? I don't know this story.
The listener ended up renaming them Lunchbox and Bobby.
Oh, that's cool.
Because rats don't know their names.
Yeah, bunch of rats.
Yeah, is that a name?
Oh. Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
Thank you very much.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones!
Yeah! Ah, ending the show today. Well, I'm going to go. I have a photo shoot today for Texas Monthly, which is exciting for me.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah.
So they're actually coming to my house, which is even better, and because they usually have to go somewhere. And I was like, hey, can we do it in my house? They're like, sure. So they're setting up and they take a couple pictures. And they're doing a pretty cool feature on me at Texas Monthly, which is exciting. So I'm doing that today.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
What about you?
You and your element. I'm just going to be in Austin hanging out with my dad. Got some appointments, some doctor's visits we got to do, and feedings we got to do. And that's it.
Over at BobbyBones.com, you can see a picture of Lunchbox's new baby. Raymundo tried to touch the rim today at 5'6" tall. You can hear that. All you have to do, all that. Just search Bobby Bones Show On Demand on iHeartRadio. Hear the show played back fully. We also do a part of the show that you don't get to hear on the air called the Post Show Pre-Show, where it's just us talking about things that we either couldn't talk about on the air, ran out of time, or just things that inspire us after we got off the air. So all that being said, appreciate you guys. We'll see you here on Thursday. Have a great rest of the day. BobbyBones.com to see a picture of Lunchbox's baby. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bobby Bones, y'all.